You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
This is Beth Darlington, paranormal investigator and owner of Access Paranormal, and you're listening to the fabulous Al Cooley and the Ghosts in the Valley podcast.
Al Cooley, host of Ghost in the Valley podcast. We're going to take a look back on 2024. But before we do that, 2025 is going to be a very eventful year. I'm going to go out again and do some mobile live shows. I'm going to get into that later on in the show. But looking back on 2024, I'm going to start with some sad news. The sad news is I lost some people that were very close to me, that meant a lot to me. Let's start with Cheryl Heath. Cheryl passed away. She was my art designer for the cover of the Ghost in the Valley documentary I made back in 1998. She also was my inspiration for writing my book, you know, putting a fire under my ass to get this thing done. She supplied me with plenty of stories. She also sent me, free of charge, mock-up covers for my book that she was so supportive on me putting this thing out, and she will be dearly missed by her family and friends, Cheryl Heath. I also lost a very good friend of mine, Todd Osborne. Not only was he a great friend, great listener, great supporter of my show, but he was also my brother-in-law, and that hole will take a long time to heal, not just for me, but for his wife and the rest of the family. Greatly missed, Todd Osborne. If you read my book, Spencer's Ghost, you'll know that Joseph, my friend in the book, his ex-wife, Neri, passed away. Neri was also a friend. She was also the mother of three beautiful daughters. Sadly, she passed way too young. Also, my book was Woody. His mother worked with my mother, and his mother also passed away this past year. Ruth Woodyard. She will be greatly missed. And also, Woody lost his wife 2 years ago, Kathleen. What that did was it really opened my eyes that our time on this earth is limited. It also opened my eyes to get a will done, end of life, and so many more things that, you know, I should take care of before, you know, that could happen to any of us, you know, had no warning. I had to place my stepfather into a memory care unit, which was very hard thing to do. Alzheimer's and dementia. Then my wife, amongst all that, she tore her meniscus and she was down for almost 2 months. So thank you to the people at Phoenix and our hometown who got her back on her feet. But on a brighter note, I did release my book, Spencer's Ghosts, based on a true story growing up in a haunted house. That came out on October 1st of last year, 2024. And it's doing quite well. You know, they always said the easy part was writing the book. The hard part is the marketing, the promotion, And oh my goodness, is that so true? Any type of help, I truly appreciated it. I still do appreciate the people that had me come on their shows this past year. On some of the shows I've been on was the Juicy Pear Podcast with host Wendy Koch, Seekers, Chronicles, and Historian Podcast with Chenny, Kimberly, and Anthony, Spooks and Ghouls International Podcast with John Paul and Danny, Because I Want to Know Podcast with Leslie Fear, the Unfreaking Believable Podcast with Jenny, JB, and Betsy, and also with Tracy Lynn, the White Witch, on the Channel 12 TV network. I know there might have been a couple in there I missed. I'm sorry. I can't remember them all, but I do know those off the top of my head that I really, really thank them from the bottom of my heart for letting me promote my podcast and also promote my book, Spencer's Ghost. I want to thank the Trumbull County Historical Society in Warren, Ohio, for inviting me to be part of their annual Halloween Ghost Walk that's put on annually. It brings in thousands, ten thousands of people in the area, and they were so gracious to let me set up a table, not one, but four nights, 2 weekends, where I sold out my book, and I got to meet so many fantastic people. It was totally unbelievable. And then sitting there at the Presbyterian Church and looking out across places that were mentioned in my book, you know, the Trumbull County Courthouse and the Log Cabin, the Mahoning River, was all within my eye distance from where I was sitting. And that was so special that not only am I selling my book that has the sites in the book, but I'm there at the site. That is basically unheard of, really. I mean, and that meant a lot to me. It really did. And thank you to the Trumbull County Historical Society. You guys are fantastic. They invited me back next year. We'll see how things turn out. Maybe. And then at the end of October, I was invited to be a guest speaker at the Fleetwood Church Paracon in Virginia. It was put on by Donnie Parker, Denny O'Rourke, from the Spirit Guides Paranormal. They were so gracious. Everybody from the Spirit Guides Paranormal team treated my wife and I fantastic. We had a fantastic weekend in Virginia. I can't wait to meet these guys again. They have a fantastic paranormal team. They go far and beyond their call of duty, so to speak. You know, before I got to Virginia, that's where the Paracon was put on, I had a dream the night before about these railroad tracks that ran behind the church. And on the tracks was a woman, like in a white gown, and she's walking towards me. But before she got to me on the railroad tracks, she went down off the tracks and into the back of the church that sits right next to the tracks. The day we got to the church, I told my wife, that's the church right there. I recognize it. And I asked Donnie Parker, I says, are there railroad tracks behind this church? And he goes, sure, they're right there, you know. So I climbed up the hill to the tracks, took a couple pictures, you know. As soon as I got off the railroad track, this train came barreling by almost like 90 miles an hour. I mean, it was a passenger train. It was going very, very fast. And I go, oh, I didn't know the train tracks was active, you know. That area, that whole area at Brandy Station is saturated with death. Thousands and thousands of people perished at that spot during the war and the effects from the war. Thank you, Donnie Parker and Denny O'Rourke, for letting me be part of your Paracon. I had a great time. I truly did. And also, on a bright side, I hit over 90,000 downloads on my podcast, Ghost in the Valley. I started out doing this show, and my goal was to reach 100,000 downloads or 7 years. Well, now I'm starting my 7th year, and I will hit 100,000 downloads in the next couple months. So both of my goals I had set will be reached. Now the decision is to carry on or not, you know. It is a lot of work putting the guests together, you know, and who you're going to have on the show, you know, and finding people that just fit, you know, fit in the show. And since my podcast is on all paranormal, I mean, anybody with Bigfoot or ghost or UFOs, fae, witches, they're all welcome. But it's hard getting guests out there, you know, and surfing the web, searching the online sites, looking for guests. It's a tough job, you know, to put out a quality podcast. You know, anybody can take their cell phone and start their own podcast, which they have, and a lot have not made it past 3 months. I also seen it within this past year, some friends of mine who are walking away from their podcast, even with thousands and thousands of downloads, you know, and then they're almost in the same boat, like, you know, finding guests and the time that you put into it and into the editing. And but in my case, I love what I'm doing. I love meeting people with the same interest and putting a quality show together. I know the show doesn't fit everybody's taste, and that's fine. I mean, there's millions of podcasts out there right now. You can go do whatever you like. You know, I never down or dog out another podcast, even in the same field as mine. Matter of fact, I try to promote them because I know how hard it is. I'm going to decide at the end of the year if I want to carry on or do something different, you know. But I do know in 2025, I will be putting together shows for this podcast. I'm working on the sequel to Spencer's Ghost, which that book left off in 1971. The second book will pick up in 1985. The ghost stories didn't stop. I mean, Alice, the ghost in the book one, didn't stop. So it's going to be, I think, as good, if not better, than book one. I'm very pleased with book one. I truly am. I'm thankful. Like I said, I'm thankful for everybody that had me on their show. I'm grateful to people who have already invited me back for next year and some new shows I'm going to be on. What I would like to do in 2025 is, for Spencer's Ghost, thinking about putting together a live broadcast from the spot across from the courthouse in the log cabin. If you read Spencer's Ghost, you'll know what I'm talking about. There's a river that runs behind the log cabin where people have seen the activity of UFOs, ghosts, shadow figures. And so I'm thinking about doing a live show from the bench right across. The bench that sits in Courthouse Square, the same bench that Miss Finch sat on, that's in my book. So I plan on doing a show from there, maybe have a guest from the book with me on the bench that's still living. A lot of the people in the book are passed, but there are a few still alive. I'd like to have one of the characters with me on the bench, and we'll go through some parts of the book. And I'll show you the log cabin, I'll show you the courthouse, maybe walk up to, depending on how dark it is, if we can see the river behind the log cabin that I have mentioned in the book, and maybe, just maybe, make a short trip over to where the house used to be, and that would all be live. So that's a possibility. I'd like to have some feedback on that, if you think that would be something worth doing or not. So all in all, it was a really busy year last year with blood, sweat, and tears. Yes, it was a lot of work, a lot of heartache, but also there was a lot of joy. The joy in my book, the joy in the people I met along the way. I just received some very sad news that Jerry Pauly passed away. For those of you who didn't know Jerry, Jerry was the host of the Hillbilly Horror Stories that he hosted with his wife, Tracy. He was an inspiration to a lot of us in the podcasting and paranormal field. He'll be greatly missed by myself and literally thousands and thousands of others in and outside the paranormal field. So at the end of this episode, please stay on for 1 minute of silence. I'm Al Cooley, host of Ghost in the Valley podcast. Thank you.